Absolutely, Charlie, and we welcome you to Panther Field, where fans are filing in, and I can guarantee you that a couple of weeks ago, Matt, you and I would have never dreamed up a 60-degree day for the home opener. We will take it. The fans will enjoy it. It is a breezy day coming off of a nice win last week, but you have to keep everything in perspective. That was a very good NAIA team. They were an NAIA team. Hillsdale is certainly not. This is a program that is one of the most consistent in our time that we've been in the GLIAC, and watching all the other teams around the conference, we know that they're a little bit down this year, maybe offensively, but then all of a sudden they come out and throw up huge numbers last week. Matt, this Hillsdale Charger team, they can move it offensively, but defensively is where we're going to have to keep our eye on today. Could be a struggle against their defense.
Yeah, we heard Coach Conley talk about it there in the pregame show with the experience they have on defense, and particularly up front. They're very, very strong up front on the defensive line. A lot of veterans, 3 and 4 year starters up there. And that's going to be a concern today for Ohio Dominican, especially coming off of last week when we kind of struggled to run the ball a little bit. And just talking to a couple coaches before the game, that is one of their key points today, is to make sure they can establish a ground game. We saw Brandon Schoen break off that huge run on the first play of the game last week, but it got called back, and that was pretty much it after that. He had a quiet game, didn't even break 100 yards, had a score, but we're going to have to get that ground game established and balance it out with the strong passing game that we saw from Mark Miller last week and Dez.
Panthers are without a starting offensive lineman this week. Perrin Cunningham will not dress today. He injured his ankle in that win last Thursday, a week ago Thursday, down at Georgetown. So Gion Selman, who is a senior from Gahanna, is going to move into that left guard spot and get the start today for Ohio Dominican. For the Panthers last week, we mentioned not the running game that we would have liked to have seen, but the passing game was very good. We were all expecting Ronald McLeod to have a breakout game last week and really have a huge season. And then Dez Stewart decides to make highlight reel catch after highlight reel catch and 187 receiving yards. And we heard Dez talk about his ability last week and then that team win, but highlighting his great performance. It just shows you that the Panthers, and what they've been able to do over the last couple of years, improve the talent, especially on the outside of the skilled players, that anybody can have a big day on any given week.
Yeah, and just the transition from last year to this year, you could see the maturity. A lot of these players are coming back. Most of them were starters last year with Dez and Abe Johnson and a couple other of the skilled players, Ronald McLeod. And you could tell that they had that full year of experience as starters last year, and you could tell they had that maturity and a little bit more of understanding of the offense last week. That was apparent.
Come into today, again, you have to establish yourself. We went up to Hillsdale last year, and it was a butt-whooping from the word go. A great kickoff return, an interception, and it was awful from that point forward. Panthers just 1-2 against Hillsdale. Again, a little bit different team, but this is a huge test today for ODU. We will find out where the Panthers are today and perhaps where the rest of the season will go in about 3 hours.
Yeah, it's definitely a character game. It's going to set the table for the rest of the year in the GLIAC, even though this is a crossover game.
Right.
It's going to be a really good test, and you know, I'm looking forward to it. One good thing that we don't have to play against Joe Glendening this year.
That's right.
His 4,000 career yards. You know, but like we said, it's the defense. I think that is going to be the key. Hillsdale's defense is going to be the key to this game here today and breaking that down. And, you know, it's interesting talking about 60-degree days. It was so hot this week, and I think that practicing in that heat is a little bit of adversity, and they can come out here a little bit more comfortable having had to practice in that heat all week. I think that's going to be a little bit of an advantage today. I mean, you don't have that blazing heat coming off the turf like we did down in Georgetown last week, and you know, it'll definitely help things out, I think.
Certainly a refreshing day. Panthers to our right are about ready to come onto the field. With that, we'll head back to the studios and Charlie Danis.
Thank you very much, Todd. Big game coming up for the Panthers as they welcome in the Hillsdale Chargers. This will be the first game to be played here in the year 2013 on Panther Field, and the Panthers looking to go 2-0 on the Young 2013 campaign. We will step aside for a moment, but when we come back, we'll get you all the starting lineups and get you back to Panther Field in time for the starting kickoff. Again, the Hillsdale Chargers versus the Ohio Dominican Panthers getting set to take the field at Panther Field today here in the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Football here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Ohio Dominican University graduate Ronald Todd talks about his first college experience.
In 1985, I was on a full scholarship. I was the typical kid that played football, and that's all I thought about. And I flunked out of school in 1988, and I was missing something. There's a thing we call style versus substance. I wanted substance.
For Ronald, substance meant earning his degree.
I would hear people talk about going back to school. Even I was saying you should finish school, and I felt like something was missing. I didn't want anybody to look at my resume. I got tired of saying I attended. I wanted to graduate from a college. ODU gave me opportunity to go back to school to graduate.
However, returning to school meant finding a degree program designed for working adults. The answer? ODU's LEAD program.
The program fit me. The atmosphere is cultivated for learning. It's cultivating to make you a better person. And that's why I chose the LEAD program, ODU.
Ronald achieved his success. Now it's your turn. Find out how at odudegrees.com.
All right, Panthers fans, we are ready for another great matchup on the gridiron. Ohio Dominican looking to go 2-0 on the young season as they welcome in the Hillsdale Chargers here today. Thank you for listening to the Panthers Countdown pregame show. After this, we'll send you back out to Panther Field, where we will join Todd Bell and Matt Natale. They will provide you with all the action on the field. This is Ohio Dominican Football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Is brought to you in part by Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education First, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, the search for truth happens here. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Big pumps, going for a deep ball over the middle, and that's intercepted by Justin Bell right at midfield. Justin Bell gets his first interception of the season, his fifth of his career.
From Panther Field on the campus of Ohio Dominican University, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to the 2013 home opener for ODU, as today they welcome the 0-1 Chargers of Hillsdale. Alongside Matt Natale, this is Todd Bell. Charlie Dane is back at the studios bringing you updates all day long. We thank you for tuning in here today on what is a 61-degree day. We've got a pretty good breeze blowing. Couldn't have asked for a better day here today. ODU comes in 1-0 after an impressive win last week, 41-14 over Georgetown College. It was a record-setting receiving day for Dez Stewart, a career passing day for Mark Miller. The defense had six sacks in the game last week. For Hillsdale, a disappointing 22-19 loss at home against Cal PA. The Vulcans coming from behind, winning that game. A late field goal by Hillsdale was off the mark, and the Chargers fell to 0-1. The coaches today, Bill Connolly for Ohio Dominican, 72 graduate of the Ohio State University in his fourth season at ODU with a record of 18-15. For Hillsdale, it is Keith Otterbein, a 79 grad of Hillsdale. He is in his 12th season with the Chargers and a record of 72-54. His 72 wins at the school are most of any current GLIAC head coach. The all-time series is led by Hillsdale. 2-1, the Panthers' lone victory 2 seasons ago at Hillsdale, a dramatic come-from-behind victory on their homecoming day. Hillsdale will receive the football first. They are in brand spanking new white jerseys with Hillsdale across the front, blue numerals trimmed in black, the blue headgear with the white charger bolts on the side. The Panthers in the home blacks today, black pants and tops, yellow and white striping down the side, yellow numerals trimmed in white, the flat black headgear with the yellow D-paw on the side. Brent Wally from Bishop Hartley in Columbus has the ball teed up to our left, and back deep to receive to our right are Todd Fricke and Bennett Lewis. Thanks for being with us today. We are ready for football From Panther Field, GLIAC opener today. Wally's kick is in the air. It is a short kick that is going to be fielded by Andrew Mott at the 15-yard line. To the 20, 25, hit hard and down, out near the 26-yard line. This is where the offense of the Hillsdale Chargers will come out onto the field, led by captain and quarterback senior Sam Landry, been sitting the last 2 years behind Anthony Mifsud. 26 of 42 a week ago for 359 yards and a score. They will open up in the backfield with Isaac Spence, a senior from Loveland, Ohio, a 6'2", 213-pounder. He had 43 yards in their game last week. Chargers right to left. They'll scrimmage from the 25-yard line. And out of the shotgun formation, it'll be Sam Landry. They will bring a motion man. That's Keegan Smith. He'll be an H-back to the left now. And now he'll shift and go in motion again. And the shotgun snap finally comes to Landry. They hand it off to Spence, and he's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage and downed right there. The rest of the offense we will see on the outside, Andrew Mott. He is a senior from Paulding, Ohio. John Haley, a sophomore, and Alex Vogt, he is also a sophomore from Anna, Ohio. We already told you about the tight end and sophomore Keegan Smith. We'll give you the line after this next play. After a gain of 3 on first down by Spence, this time Landry will move in under center. They will bring a man, that's Evan Sasek, in motion. He'll line up H-back right now. And on second down, Landry hands to Spence, goes to his right. Hit in the hole by Warren Shields. No, I take that back. Hit by Justin Bell and dropped there after a gain of a couple. Justin Carmi is the center, a sophomore. The rest are seniors. Nick Landry at the left guard, Patrick Ryan right guard, Mike Cash in right tackle from Independence, Ohio. And Tim Hornack is the left tackle, a senior. Matt, third down, short coming up now for the Hillsdale Chargers.
It'll be a big stop here, Todd, for a series of the game. If they could stop them on third down here and get the ball back, we'll get to see some of that defense we were talking about there in the pregame.
Chargers last week, 31% on third down. And Landry will hand to Spence. Up into the hole, hit there, but spins out of his hit again, man, and dropped short of the first down marker by Justin Bell and Brad McCurdy. Great effort by Spence initially after he was hit, spun out of it, but the safeties came up to shut it down.
Yeah, huge play, huge stop. It looked like they were going to get that first down after he hit the X button and did a little spin move. Get a chance to get the ball here.
And Matt Eltringham, also played at Loveland High School in Cincinnati area, will kick. He is standing back at his own 20. He averaged 43 yards on five kicks a week ago. Justin Bell back at his own 30. Panthers are coming. Eltringham gets away. A beautiful spiraling kick, chasing Bell back to his 23. Made one man miss, 30, 35, and drugged down at the 37-yard line where the Panther offense will come onto the field. We play 2 minutes first quarter, no score. Captain Mark Miller, junior out of Cincinnati Elder a week ago, 23 of 38 with an interception. A career best, 347 yards and three touchdowns in that game. He'll be the quarterback today for this Panthers offense that last week had 428 yards against Georgetown. From the 37, left to right go the Panthers. No score 2 minutes in, and they'll open up with a double backfield of Brandon Schoen and Mark Nichols. No tight end, three wide receivers. Miller will work out of the shotgun, and the first snap of the day from Michael Kelke is back, and Brandon Schoen gets the carry and runs to the 40, where he'll pick up two. Schoen, sophomore of Olentangy. Mark Nichols, a senior out of Newark Catholic, will be your running backs today. Now, Nichols will check out, and checking in will be tight end and H-back Nate Weeks, a senior from Marysville, one of the Panthers' four captains. Miller will give to Schoen on second down to the 40. He is hit in the hole at the 42-yard line and brought down right there. Matt Payne, safety, makes the tackle. It'll be third and five for ODU. Ronald McLeod, a wide receiver, along with Des Stewart and Abe Johnson, your slot receiver, will start today for ODU. Third down at about four now for the Panthers. Kelke at center, Selman and Kofer are the guards, with Howard and Brandt, the two tackles, and the Panthers have moved. So a 5-yard penalty here is going to back ODU up what might have been a throwing or a running situation. Now it'll be third down and nine, and a sure passing down here for Mark Miller and the Panthers.
Yeah, Todd, and they're running kind of a high tempo right now. They're going no huddle and trying to get off, rattle off some plays and get into a rhythm, and just a little jumpy there up on the offensive line.
And when they did that last week against Georgetown, it's when they finally got into a rhythm and some success.
Right, so we'll see if we can do that again against this tough defense. They've put themselves in a little bit of a hole here. Third and long.
Need the 47 for a first down. For two receivers left, one to the right for Miller, shown in the backfield. Chargers jump, but they get back. Now the offensive line of ODU talking amongst themselves, and now Miller will throw against a four-man pass rush. Will step up to his left, going to try and run for it. 40, dives to the 45, short of the first down marker by 2 yards. And so both teams will go three and out on their initial possession. We'll talk more about the Charger defense the next time ODU gets the ball back, but I have a feeling this is how this game is going to go today. It might be a little tough sledding for both of these squads.
Yeah, both teams want to come out and punch each other in the mouth. And, you know, it's Hillsdale had that uncharacteristic season opening loss, and I know they're chomping at the bit to get in the win column. And, you know, I think we're going to be having some hard-hitting smash-mouth football today.
Mikey Snyder will kick it away, averaged 32.5 on 4 punts last week. 2 Chargers are back to receive this kick by Snyder that's with the wind. It's going to bounce short at the 25, take a Panther roll, and fielded nicely by the Chargers shortstop at the 13-yard line as Andrew Mott went down to both legs and was able to field that punt. So, change of possession now, 11:05 to play in a scoreless first quarter. And here comes the Hillsdale offense back out onto the field against the Panthers defense that has Luke Carruthers and Paul Wesselhoff, the two tackles, with DeAndre Harrison and Sidney Omame, the two defensive ends. The linebackers are Warren Shields, Dominic Clegg, and Nico Tanksley. The secondary, Billy Akins and Daytwan Harris, with the safeties Justin Bell and Brad McCurdy.
You know, Todd, last week we saw with Georgetown, their offense came out and they were firing. We got a call here from the ref.
I think it's a time issue. Go ahead.
Gotcha. What I was saying is we came out last week against Georgetown, and Georgetown's offense was so fast and so high-flying that the defense kind of got put back on their heels a little bit early on. If the defense can keep putting out three and outs and keep getting the ball back for the offense, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
Looks like Daniel Pittman in the backfield, and the carry on first down is going to be up the middle. We're going to check the number on the running back. I don't think Pittman is right. I think I guessed horribly wrong, and I was. It is Alex Koski, a junior running back in there, his first carry of the season as he spells Isaac Spence. So they throw for a billion yards last week. They've run 4 plays. They've run it 4 times.
Well, I mean, that's their bread and butter, like we talked about last year with Joe Glendening. They certainly like to run the ball, and they proved that against us last season, but so far so good on our defense.
Single back, 2 tight ends, 2 wideouts on 2nd and 9 for the Chargers from right to left at their own 16-yard line. Long count this time by Landry. Now he'll look to throw. The left-hander surveys to his right, now will run up to the 20 and down at the 22-yard line. Warren Shields, who a week ago had 12 tackles, will make that one there. Short of the first down was Landry by a couple, and it'll be 3rd down and 2 now coming up for Hillsdale.
Shields played out of his mind last week, and he's already off to a good start now, and got another 3rd down situation. Got to have another defensive stand here, try to get the ball back and get in a little bit more of a rhythm on offense with that hurry up.
I wonder if the official was talking. I believe the play clock may be inoperable right now. It's been sitting at zeros. 3rd down and short. They'll go to a tie in the backfield. They'll toss sweep. This is Koski going to be hit. Stop short of the first down marker. Billy Akins in run support from a cornerback position makes the tackle of Koski.
I tell you, I was talking about the character of this team, this Panthers team, and a lot of the players coming back on offense and now on defense, too. And you can really tell early on that they're settled in and feel quite comfortable out there.
So, 2nd punt of the day coming up now for Eltringham. He had a boomer his first time into the wind. Bell back at his own 40. Snap back. Panthers this time will play it safer. And another great punt that drives Bell back to his 34, and a great tackle on special teams. How about that play by Evan Bach, a junior from Stark County, Ohio, in Canal Fulton. Makes the tackle, and the Panthers will take over at their own 34 with 9:02 to play here in the first quarter.
Kind of waiting for the fair catch signal. I don't know what he was thinking out there. That's one of those plays you see that makes your teeth hurt when somebody gets drilled like that.
So it'll be 1st down and 10 now for Ohio Dominican. They will have it. And again, they will open up with 2 in the backfield, Brandon Schoen and Mark Nichols, to the left and right of quarterback Mark Miller, who will work out of the shotgun, 3 wide receivers, and Miller, quick little swing out here to Abe Johnson to catch at the 30, upfield to the 35, spun around, and all he did was pick up a yard after it was all said and done. A lot of white shirts with Hillsdale written on them over there to make that stop against Abe Johnson.
I think we dodged a bullet there, Todd.
I agree.
Ronald McLeod could have gotten flagged for holding there on that little outside screen, but
2nd down now coming up for Ohio Dominican. 428 total yards last week for the Panthers. Just 81 on the ground, only averaged 2.2 per rush. And that's going to be even tougher today against this great front seven of Hillsdale. Second down and nine from the 35-yard line. Miller takes a low snap, bobbles, fake handoff, looks to throw and just dumps it away. Ronald McLeod was blocking downfield. So perhaps an primary receiver on that play was downfield blocking. So Miller, wise play, just threw it away, and it'll be third down. Nathan Bundy and Tyler Jenks are the two tackles. Joe Snyder and Skylar Davis are the two outside players on the end for Hillsdale. But it's the linebacking core that is so good. Devin Moynihan, Brent Pasche, and Stephen Embry have combined now after today to make 102 starts in their career. They are something else. First team All-GLIAC twice for that middle linebacker, Brent Pasche, who is the captain of that defense. They got to reset the game clock now. Steve Harding and Daniel Pittman are the two corners with Tim Moynette and Matt Payne, the two safeties. And the Panthers will have a third down and nine for the second straight possession coming up.
Yeah, it seemed like on that last play there might have been a little miscommunication, and that's why Miller had to kind of throw it away. And McLeod, as you said, was blocking downfield, and you kind of get that sometimes early on when you're running that hurry up. Teams are a little bit amped up coming out, especially against somebody like Hillsdale. There's a little bit of miscommunication there.
They've reset the game clock back to 8:05, and now the Panthers will have it with Brandon Schoen, the single back. They will go with three wide receivers, two to the left, one to the right, and Nate Weeks in there as an H-back. Ball on the near hash mark as the Panthers have it at their own 35. A slow start here today at Panther Field. Linebackers showing blitz back off. Miller with four men coming at him will scamper to his left. Keeps his eyes downfield. Now will throw downfield and incomplete. Looking for Nate Weeks at around the Hillsdale 35-yard line. Good coverage downfield. And Miller, again, kind of early pressure that time against this inexperienced offensive line for ODU. And Miller, all he could do was try and make the best of a bad situation. It turns into an incompletion.
Yeah, a couple times so far we've seen that, but, you know, I like how he's has the field awareness to kind of roll out of the pocket. He got some positive yards on the first offensive series of the game and was able to escape trouble on that one and get rid of the ball, but, you know, not for a completion.
So Snyder back out to punt here for ODU. They've got just one back to receive this time, does Hillsdale. They come after Snyder, who gets away a nice high spiraling kick. Steve Harding back at his own 26 has it, 35 to the 40, and tripped up at the 45-yard line by Dwayne Clemens on special teams. Boy, a nice return that time for Harding. And that is where Hillsdale will take over. So the field flipping a little bit here for the Chargers, and they will have it with 7:47 to play first quarter. No score here from Panther Field.
Certainly starting out with some nice field position on this play, almost to midfield.
And we've still yet to see Hillsdale throw a pass. They went to throw last down, but Landry was forced to run. Single back is Spence. They play fake to him. Landry dumps it off. This is caught by Funk, and a great tackle by Cody Culbertson right at almost the line of scrimmage. Gave him about a yard and a half as Funk came out, made the play, and boy, Culbertson, who had the interception return for a score last week, great open field tackle.
Yeah, that's what you like to see out of your defense. So many times you see these players coming up through the ranks that don't like to wrap up, and they ended up getting tackles bounced right off of them. But that was a great open field tackle.
Second down and eight. Boat will go in motion as an H-back lineup left now, and Landry will look to throw. He drops back over the middle, and it's going to be caught by the tight end Smith and tackled at the Panther 35-yard line by Warren Shield. What a fine catch by sophomore Keegan Smith. Had to reach his long fingers out there to hang on to that one.
You know, first couple of series we saw run. First two plays here on this series, they passed twice, and I don't know if the defense is quite ready for it, but now that they've seen both sides, the running and the passing game, they're kind of adjusting their defense a little bit here as they line up on first down.
From the Panther 36 is where they've spot the football. And out of the shotgun, Landry this time will step up into the hole and drop down hard after a gain of a yard. Now, that had a lot of misdirection coming on behind the play. They had Brett Miller lined up at a wide receiver as a possible pitch on a reverse. They had an option man out there, and Panthers did a good job of blowing that play up quickly.
Yeah, it seems like they're kind of running a couple option plays so far. We saw on the first and second series there were a couple misdirection option plays. It's part of their offense, and it makes sense when you have such a strong running game, and the running game is sort of the staple of your offense.
Second down now and almost 10. Or Hillsdale, no score. Landry play action will look to throw. They set up a screen. Koski's got the catch. Broke one tackle. 35-30 and dive forward to the 32-yard line. Late penalty marker has joined the play at the 40. You may have heard the Panther fans below screaming hold. I think they convinced our official.
That's going to be huge, too, because that was a
big gainer. Yeah.
Yeah, the Panther defense was fooled on that one.
Looked like they initially had a good shot at Koski, but he made a nice move after the catch, and then somebody apparently was being held on to.
Koski is only 5'9", and when you get some big offensive linemen in front of him, it's kind of difficult to see him.
Got an illegal block below the waist. So that's a big one here that's going to go against Hillsdale. That is a spot foul, and the penalty marker is at the 40. So this could be a big one. So instead of it being third down and probably two, the ball will come back into Hillsdale territory at their own 49-yard line. And this is going to turn into third down and 25 now for the Hillsdale offense. With 5:55, clock rolling, first quarter, no score.
Almost halfway back home to Michigan.
I'm not sure if I said second or third down, but it's second down. I feel like I misspoke and said third. Man in motion, lining up at the H-back, and coming near side to throw is Landry. The left-hander now all the way to the sideline will run, head forward and out of bounds. And that is a gain of about three or four as he will get out at around the 47-yard line. Landry last week did not run the football. He ended up with negative yards on the day on some sacks and plays of such. And now it'll be third down, still a long way to go, about 22 yards to go for a first down.
Yeah, we saw Ohio Dominican on the first series of offense. They got penalized, and it kind of just killed that series and a little bit of momentum. We're seeing it right now again with Hillsdale. A couple penalties in the game that are just killing offensive series.
Got wide out, split far to the right. Two over here to the near side. Koski leaves the backfield to make it two right, two left. Empty backfield for Landry on third and 22. Pritchard coming. Landry avoids it, steps up. Now we'll run to the 40 and hit, ooh, and down hard. Dominic Clegg applies a lick at the 39-yard line. Gain of 8, but it'll be fourth down and 12. And a decision now for Hillsdale on whether to punt or try a long, long field goal, and it looks like the punting unit will come on.
Probably a smart decision on their part.
So after what looked like the Hillsdale was going to be in great shape, they will end up having to punt the football away, and Elteringham will come back out. He's had two fantastic punts his first time out, averaging 43, and now Hillsdale jumps. This time he only needed more of a coffin-type kick. So a five-yard penalty will back him up.
That's actually not terrible for Hillsdale. Tying him a little bit more room to punt down there and try to pin it deep in Panthers territory.
So the ball back to the 43. Elteringham takes a good snap. Punts the end of the football. End over end. The Bell looking into the sun will fair catch back at the 7-yard line. 4:02 to play now here in the first quarter. We remain deadlocked. Best drive of the game for Hillsdale after picking up a couple of first downs. But a big penalty backed him up. Defense gets the stop. Now it's the offense's job, Matt, to get out of a little hole here back inside the 10 at the 8-yard line.
Yeah, we've got a long way to go. We need to get a long, sustained offensive series drive here, get a little bit of momentum going into the second quarter. See Mark Nichols back in the game. He gave us a little bit of life last week against Georgetown early on.
Had that 27-yard touchdown reception early in the second quarter that tied the score. No score here from the 8. Miller gives to Mark Nichols. Up into the hole. Purse of speed. 15-20. Cuts left 25-30 down to the 32-yard line. There you go, partner. Exactly what you wanted. And a big gainer for Mark Nichols out to the 33.
And that's exactly what we needed. And we saw that with the touchdown last week to tie the game after Georgetown had all that momentum.
25 for Nichols, who gets it again. up into the hole. This time hit, spun around, keeping the legs going out to the 39. Probably got three or four more than he should have on that play. It'll be second down and five for ODU. Nice. Right back to the line they come.
Nice start, Todd. Nice second effort there from Mark Nichols, pumping those legs and getting a few yards out of it.
Second down play. Nichols behind Miller, who will roll left and look to throw. Nichols picks up a block. Then the pass to Stewart is right past him and out of bounds. So now it'll be third down and five for ODU. Miller rolling out against his body, threw that pass off the mark to Stewart. So third down coming up now for ODU, and the ball's at the 39. Clock stopped, 3:26 to play in a scoreless first quarter.
Looks like we got the play clock up and running again.
All right.
You know, that might have thrown off their rhythm a little bit there when it wasn't working.
Shown back into the backfield, ODU needs the 44. Miller, dump pass left to Abe Johnson, screen set up, 40, 45. He's got the first down, but was tripped up from a big gainer. Back on the play defensively, and it'll be first down for ODU. I think Steve Harding might have made a touchdown saving trip up right there of Abe Johnson.
Yeah, and that's play is really drawn up for Abe. We see that play a lot with him.
Here's Brandon Schoen quickly hit at the 50 and dropped right there as Brent Tashi. That's a stellar middle linebacker out of Liberty Benton High School in Findlay. He had 10 tackles a week ago for the Chargers. Makes the stop there. It'll be second down and nine. And now ODU will catch their breath for the moment and look to the sidelines for this play. Johnson and Stewart left, Ronald McLeod to the near side, as Miller will have Schoen line up behind him on second down from midfield with 2:45 to play in the first. Miller takes it, flips it in his hand, throws left for Johnson, hit a seam 50, cuts back, hit at the 48 and down by Harding at the 47-yard line. One thing that you will not see out of Hillsdale is poor tackling.
That's right.
Great wrap-up by Harding out there on the outside to prevent Johnson from going any further, and it'll be third down and six. Empty backfield for Miller. Panthers need the 40 for a new set of downs. Mark looking left. They dump it off to Stewart, and it's incomplete. Boy, they were all over that play, were the Chargers defensively, and Stewart, had he even made the catch, wouldn't have had much running room to go, and the Panthers will have to punt it away.
Now, it kind of surprised me on that play call with a little short out like that with third and long, but you know, they do run that little screenplay a lot, and when we saw it earlier on this series with Dave Johnson and got a big gain on that and just wasn't there for this third down play.
And Snyder will come out and punt for ODU, two kicks for an average of 41. Again, the Chargers will have two back, this time at the 15-yard line. Tyler Hayes snaps it back, and getting it away is Snyder, a high, high kick towards the Hillsdale sideline that'll bounce at the 20 and turn left and go out of bounds right there. 2:11 to play in the opening quarter, and we are still scoreless.
Yeah, I had somebody in the press box earlier before the game asking me what I thought about today, and I said, I think it's going to be a hard-hitting, low-scoring affair. I think I said maybe like a 10-13 type of game, and so far it's playing out like that, and it's everybody's out there just banging heads and punching each other in the mouth, and both teams are holding their own.
So first down and 10, Hillsdale, right to left, with 2:11 to play in the first quarter. And it'll be Landry to look to throw. Drops back over the middle and incomplete for Cangelosi, who really wasn't until the last second looking for the football. A lot of times, sometimes at the big games, you don't hear it. You can't hear it here because everybody's so close to the sideline. You'll hear the defense yell pass. They'll yell ball. So everybody turns. I think that got Cangelosi's attention, and that's why he turned and looked for the ball.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for it. He was also very well covered there in the secondary. He had a couple Panthers on him.
Second down and 10 after the incompletion for Landry, who has a trio of receivers to his left. Isaac Spence in the backfield. They'll run option to the right. Landry will keep, steps forward to the 24, and driven backwards by a host of Panthers after a gain of almost four for Sam Landry. We're seeing a lot more Landry on the ground. Sometimes it's been because of the coverage downfield, but even in the actual running game, we're seeing Landry being called on here.
And really, this is only his second game as a starter,
right.
So they're probably just trying to feel him out and see what he can do as a runner and a passer and an offense manager.
Panthers caused four turnovers a week ago. They could use one here to kind of shift some momentum. Scoreless with 90 seconds to play in quarter number one. It'll be Mott to the near side with Miller and Sasek to the right. Hillsdale needs the 30 for a first down. Landry out of the shotgun will send Keegan Smith in motion to the left. Takes a high snap. Penalty markers down. Landry with time will throw a completed pass at the 34-yard line to Brett Miller. And that's going to be a first down for Hillsdale. Oh, the penalty, though, is going to go against Hillsdale. Well, I was all set for that penalty to be on right. ODU for maybe lining up in the neutral zone, but another penalty after a key play for Hillsdale will march them backwards.
Yeah, usually illegal formation is the call officially, but usually when you see that flag and they keep the play going, it's on the defense. Usually it's defense jumped or they've lined up in the neutral zone, but we saw it the last time Hillsdale had the ball. They had a big play with black below the waist that sent them backwards, and now it's third and 10 again back at about the 20-yard line.
Clock winding, closing in on a minute to play, first quarter, and Landry will work out of the shotgun. Two receivers left, one to the right. Keegan Smith again dancing back and forth. Landry with a little pressure, steps up, throws over the middle, caught by Miller, first down. Out to the 40-yard line for Hillsdale, where finally Clegg and Culbertson will team up on the tackle. 21 yards on the strike by Landry to Brett Miller, and they'll move the chains anyways.
Yeah, Todd, this is going to be one of those types of games where they battle, and then there's going to be one play that just kind of breaks it open, and it looks like both teams are about ready for that so they can get a little bit of momentum.
First down and 10, Chargers at the 41. And they'll turn and hand to the running back Kosick up into the hole, and he'll make his way to the 43-yard line. Making the tackle was Paul Wesselhoff, who had two fumble recoveries a week ago and a sack for that Panther defense from Logan, Ohio. It'll be second down and about 7, and that's going to end our first quarter of play. It's a stalemate after one in the GLIAC opener. Hillsdale nothing, Ohio Dominican nothing. Back to Panther Field after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, 820 AM.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple of scores to pass along to you. Walsh off to a good start against Northwood. They lead Northwood 13-0 with 8:25 to go in the first quarter. Also, a couple of MAC teams in action traveling to Big Ten schools. Akron trailing Michigan 7-0 with 10:29 to go in the first quarter. Indiana out to a 7-0 lead over Bowling Green. And a little bit of a surprising result here, fellas. Army leading number 5 Stanford 3-0 with 11:47 to go in the first quarter. Now back out to Panther Field.
After making the trek all the way across the country to play at West Point, or at some point in my life I'm going to get to a game, whether it's the Army-Navy game, wherever they're playing it, or just a game at West Point. I got to get to one of those two. Had a chance a couple of times, failed miserably to actually get there. Thank you, Coach Warren. Second down and 8 yards to go as we're underway here in the second quarter from Panther Field. No score, Hillsdale and Ohio Dominican. And it's Landry on a toss. Kosick coming near side. Got a good kick out block. Hit at the 44. Hit at the 45. And down by Justin Bell right there. Good pursuit by Brad McCurdy coming up in support from that safety position to force him a little further outside. Bell finished it after a gain of about 3. It'll be 3rd and 5.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Todd. I was just going to mention something about the pursuit on defense today. It's been really good, whether it's been through the ground game, and we haven't seen much of the passing game, but even a couple passes that Hillsdale's completed, the secondary and in the backers have had really good pursuit on the ball, good ball awareness.
Total offense after one quarter, 76 for Hillsdale, 59 for ODU. 3rd and 4 Chargers. They need the ODU 49 for a first down. Landry shotgun takes the snap, looks to throw, slings it. Caught again, Cangelosi. Great hands at the ODU 40 for a first down. Good coverage by Dayton Harris, but Landry with a rocket and caught by Cangelosi.
Yeah, that ball was a little high, maybe a little bit out of reach, but he just kind of reached up and grabbed it. A dead Stewart type back without a catch, and that was a huge play on third down.
So they will move the chains again. Hillsdale picking up the third first down of this first half for them. Panthers had two in the first quarter from the ODU 40. They will bring Mott in motion. They bunch it up on the right side. They'll reverse it back left with Mott. In the backfield, gets by one to the 40. Cuts left, hit at the 35. Down right there. Billy Aikens, make that Brad McCurdy in there on the tackle. Culbertson came flying through, but just couldn't get to Mott.
Yeah, a little bit of a gadget play there, throwing the receiver in motion and then bringing him around the end to hand it off. And, you know, Mott had a big day or a big game last week. 5 catches for 87 yards. They haven't thrown to him yet.
Yep. Second down after a gain of 5. Mott will be a wide receiver here to the near side. Isaac Spence in the backfield as Folk will move in motion. And a handoff on a delay. Spence cuts to his left. Nice vision there as he's wrapped up at the 32, short of the first down. Isaac Spence, a big back at 6'2". He looks bigger than 6'2", 13 out there. They get those pads and the spikes on. They look so much bigger. Not Joe Glendening that we had seen in the past in the electrifying type plays that he would make. But Isaac Spence and Alex Koski, a junior, have been called upon to fill that role this year. Third and 2. Panthers bunching it up at the line of scrimmage. Landry gives to Koski. Marker is down. Bell makes a tackle after Koski picks up a first down at the 27-yard line. It's a gain of 4. Panthers lined up offsides. The play will count, and Hillsdale will move the chains.
Yeah, they were finally getting into a rhythm here with their ground game. We're talking about Spence and Koski, two very different type of backs. One's, as you mentioned, 6'2", 213. Koski's 5'9", 193. So they've got kind of like a power back and a little scat back, so to speak. And they've been switching it up pretty nicely so far on this drive.
So Hillsdale will have it now at the Ohio Dominican 27-yard line, first down and 10. They will have wideouts to either side here, and it's Koski in the backfield. They'll play fake to him. Landry looking downfield will throw, and it's going to be incomplete. That one right in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, and that was Mike Carter, the backup tight end to Keegan Smith. Didn't make that catch, but boy, Landry looks very comfortable on the move throwing the football.
Yeah, and I think the only time that's all he's done today so far is throwing it on the run. He hasn't really been a drop back, stand in the pocket passer so far. And I mean, you got to credit our defense a little bit for getting some pressure on him and getting him under a little bit of duress, but it looks like a lot of those plays are drawn up like that.
Second down and 10. Landry under center. Panthers jump again. They pitch to Koski moving left. Replay 25-20 down to the 15. Big run for Koski. He's going to pick up about 15 yards. Don't forget about that penalty marker. And the Chargers now inside the red zone for the first time today.
Now, this is the longest the defense has been on the field so far today. A lot of hands on hips right now.
So the Hillsdale Chargers, who scored 19 points last week, they settled for 6 field goal tries a week ago, only converting 2 of them. Now they've got it at the 12. Let's see how they approach putting it into the end zone. Spence is in the backfield, and Landry will give to him straight up the middle to the 10, keeps the legs moving as the pile continues to go forward, and finally down at the 6. Headgear starts to go flying. That's one of the Panthers. And, boy, a nice little surge by that Hillsdale front to pick up big yardage on first down.
That's what I was talking about with Spence being that power back when you're down deep towards the goal line. That's kind of what you're looking for. And, you know, we've got youth there on our defensive line. And we've got one game under their belt. And they're... Didn't quite catch the call there from the official, but...
All right, second down and 5 out of the eye, and we're going to get a whistle and a penalty marker from the back judge. We've also got a timeout called by Hillsdale. No, I beg your pardon. Timeout Ohio Dominican. Not sure why the back judge threw a penalty marker there, but either way, get our first timeout. We'll pause as well. No score. Hillsdale will have it second and 5 from the 7 after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We welcome you back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple of scores involving top 25 teams at the Division 1A level. Good matchup in Lincoln, Nebraska. The Cornhuskers leading UCLA 7-3 with 7:13 to go in the first quarter. And Louisville now to a 3-0 lead over Kentucky. The Cardinals ranked number 7 in the latest polls. 4:30 to go in that game in the first quarter. Back out to Panther Field. Back out to Todd and Matt.
All right, Hillsdale staring at a second down and 5 from the 7-yard line. They'll go to a stack in the backfield this time. And Landry from in under center will give to Koski. Slides to his right. Panthers have got him slowed down right at the line of scrimmage. Warren Shields, Justin Bell, among others, in there on the tackle. And now it'll be third down and a big play here in this game.
Certainly is, Todd, because they could still get a first down and be 2 yards or 3 yards from the end zone. So they really got to buckle down here and get a stop, try to hold into a field goal.
Bench the single back, Fodage back right. They go big wide out, Sasek to the left. Cangelosi is to the right on third down and 5 from the 7. Landry from under center, drops back, looks right, looks over the middle, caught by the receiver Sasek and dives in for a Hillsdale score. They allowed that to clear out over the middle, and Evan Sasek with his first touchdown of the season, and Hillsdale strikes first on what was the 14th play of that drive.
Yeah, the receivers kind of spread the defense out there. There's a little crossing pattern there to the tight end. I think we were fooled a little bit, and, you know, 14 plays, the defense is probably a little bit gassed. Mm. That was the longest they've been out on the field so far today, and you know, something had to give, and that was that's what gave right there.
Freshman Stephen Metty will try the point after. Made his only one from a week ago. Cangelosi does the holding. Alex Fote does their snapping. And a good one back. Cangelosi puts it down, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field. 11:08 to play. Now in the second quarter, Hillsdale has taken a 7-0 lead on Ohio Dominican after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
Score update from the studios. Akron has gotten on the board against number 11 Michigan. They now trail the Wolverines 7-3 with 1:13 to go in the first quarter. And Army apparently means business. They're still up on top of Stanford by a score of 6-0. The Cardinal number 5 in the latest polls, 3:27 to go in the first quarter. Back out the Panther Field, Todd and Matt.
All right, Charlie, thank you very much. A 14 play 80-yard drive in 6 minutes and 3 seconds. And the Hillsdale Chargers on the 7-yard touchdown pass, Landry to Sasek, will make it 7-0 Hillsdale. As Metty has it teed up, kick is away, and it'll be taken by Nichols over at the 5-yard line on the far side of the field. 20, 25, out to the 28. That is where Ohio Dominican will take over trailing now for the first time in this game. Trailed last week 7-0 at the end of one quarter and was able to kind of finally get their feet under them. Much better defense this week, though, these Hillsdale Chargers. And so it's a big challenge up ahead now for ODU.
Yeah, that's right. It's just got to see how we're going to answer here. I mean, it was battle, like we were talking about, and something had to give. And Hillsdale got on the board first, and now here's an opportunity for Ohio Dominican to answer. Really got to get a running game going here, Todd. We saw it last week, kind of struggled, and we need to kind of get that running game going so we can balance it out with some passes.
Brandon Schoen will open up in the backfield here for the Panthers on first down. Mark Miller, play action pass, will throw to Schoen, catches at the 33, and then tapped out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Brandon Schoen over his first year plus now, not used a lot in the passing game, only his fourth career catch, but that'll be good for 5 or 6 on first down. Second down play coming up now for the Panthers, and Miller will turn and give to Brandon Schoen. Slides back to his right, makes a man miss, has a first down, penalty comes in late, and a gain out to the 45 of what would have been 10. I'm guessing it's coming back.
Yeah.
Good run, though.
Probably a hold, be my guess. And that's exactly what we've got. Of course, we saw that last week, Todd, on the very first play of the game.
Yeah.
Brandon had that long run, got called back on a hold.
So after a couple of positive plays to bounce right back, a negative one now will march them backwards to the 25. So it'll be second down and 14 now for the Panthers. 7-0 Hillsdale, 10:30 to play first half. Miller with Schoen behind him out of the pistol formation, play action pass. Mark will roll to the near side, looking for a deep ball to Dez Stewart, downfield turns, and he's got it, and stays on his feet, but he's out of bounds at the 25. Dez Stewart just continues to make plays, 50 yards, first down Panthers.
I think the whole stadium held its collective breath when they saw that ball go up in the air. It looked like it was kind of getting knocked down by the wind, and, you know, death taxes and Dez Stewart so far this season.
School record, 187 yards receiving last week. Schoen on first down, hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped right there. Dez a week ago made 7 catches, averaged 27 yards a catch, and had a touchdown. The sophomore out of Walnut Hills in Cincinnati with the big play of offense for the day here for ODU. Second down and 10 now for the Panthers. Miller was Schoen right behind him. We'll have two to the right, and Mark will roll to his right. Got a good block from Schoen, now throws and throws high. Mark hit after he released it. I think that one just slipped as he was trying to hit Abe Johnson out to the right. Took a pretty good shot from Brett Pasche. It'll be third down and 10, though, now coming up for ODU.
Big play, got to keep that momentum going. Try to get on the board here before the break. At least try to get into field goal range.
Could be tough right now. They would be going into the wind, although you've got the American flag to our right that is flapping in the wind. The markers on the goalpost to our left are motionless. Third and 10, they need the 22. Miller on a quarterback draw, stumbles his way forward only to the 29. Wouldn't have gone for a lot, but as it was, he kind of stumbled his way and maybe lost a yard or two, and now it'll be fourth and 8 for ODU.
Looks like they might be going for it here, Todd. They're kind of in no man's land. Of course, we saw the 47-yard field goal last week, but
I think that play was to set up a fourth and maybe 5 if they could, but it ended up only being going for a couple. All right, fourth down play here. Panthers have it inside the 30. They were 0 for 2 on fourth down a week ago. Out of the pistol formation, Miller will look to throw. Dumps it left. It's caught by Abe Johnson. Tries to turn up field. He's going to be shy of the first down. Had the blockers out, but good pursuit by Tyler Jenks. Defensive tackle coming back on the play. Read it, and the Panthers will turn it over on downs.
I'm all right with that, Todd. I think that was a good decision to go for it on fourth down there. You put Hillsdale in not great field position. You might as well try to go for it. I mean, it's going to be one of those types of games today.
Michael Kelke, the Panthers center, comes hobbling off the field. They will tend to him on the near sideline. And Hillsdale will take over, leading 7-0 with just under 9 minutes to play here in our second quarter. Landry will work in under center this time with Isaac Spence behind him. And on first down, Landry will throw near side. Ball is caught. 30, 35. Nico Tanksley will knock Carter out of bounds. That'll be a gain of 8 on the play. And Hillsdale, after a solid last possession of 14 plays, 80 yards, look like they've hit their stride here in this second quarter. Second down coming up with Haley split to the left and Andrew Mott over here on the near side. Carter will be tight right, boat H-back right. Now Mott goes in motion to the left, and he'll line up behind the left tackle. And he'll toss it near side for Spence. Kind of stutter steps his way into the hole, which wasn't there, and no gain on the second down play. Bell Shields in there on the stop, along with D.J. Purdue for Ohio Dominican. Third and short coming up for Hillsdale.
Big play here, Todd. It's the good if Ohio Dominican get the ball back here after going four and out, or not getting that fourth down conversion on the last drive. They come right back out and get a stop here. keep a little bit of momentum going.
Third and two. Panthers again punching up at the line of scrimmage. It is Isaac Spence hit behind the line, fights forward, and got real close to the first down marker. Great second effort by Spence, who just lowered his head, reached as far as he could. He is just short of the first down marker, according to the near side official, but the head referee wants a better look at it, and so they will apparently bring the chains out for the first time. Fans, you remember the Black and Gold Club? It's an organization dedicated to providing financial support for intercollegiate athletics at Ohio Dominican University and helping Panthers student athletes, coaches, and athletic department staff achieve success on and off the field of play. To become a member of the Black and Gold Club, visit the ODU Athletics website or call 251-4643. Chains have made their way across the field. They stretch him out, and he's short. A little more than the length of the football. And Keith Otterbein, the head coach of Hillsdale, in no mood to start rolling dice this early in the contest in their own territory at their own 37. So he'll send the punting unit out onto the field.
That's exactly what we needed, Todd, after that failed fourth down conversion on the last offensive series. A nice stop on defense to get the ball back.
Eltringham, who's had a good day punting, now has a little bit of a breeze behind him for the first time. Justin Bell back at his own 25. No pressure. Eltringham booms one into the air. Justin Bell coming up on it will fair catch and make it at the 32-yard line. 7:35 to play, second quarter, change of possession. Panthers will have it trailing by a score of 7-0. I think we're being fooled by this wind, Matt, because that ball died,
yeah,
and I thought it was going to be with the wind. So it's apparently a gusty, swirly-type wind out there. And all right, now Panthers will have decent field position to start this possession. T.J. Gillis, sophomore out of Bishop Watterson in Columbus, is now in at center for Ohio Dominican, with Michael Kelke still being tended to on the trainer's table down below. First down and 10, Miller with two in the backfield will work out of the shotgun and take the snap. Hands to Mark Nichols, straight forward, 35, backing his way to the 40, to the 41-yard line. Gain of 9 for Mark Nichols. The quick hitters straight up the middle have seemed to have the most success for ODU here today.
Especially from Nichols, and it's we're going to need a nice long sustained drive here. We've got about 7 minutes left in the first half. Try to get on the board before the break.
A diamond of receivers to the right of Miller, who will throw to the left for Dez Stewart. First down at the 45, moves forward to the 49-yard line. Three Chargers in there on the tackle, including Moynihan and Pashy, but they drew everybody's attention over there to the right side, and they threw it over here to Stewart one-on-one.
A little diversion play. Got the hurry-up offense. So far, so good for the backup center.
First down and 10, just shy of midfield. Panthers trailing 7-0. Miller gives to Mark Nichols this time. Cuts back left. Good move. Moves into the hole and forward to the 45 of Hillsdale. Matt Payne came up and hit Nichols head-on, lost that battle, and Mark Nichols will carry for 6 yards on first down.
Hillsdale pulling kind of like a hockey line change. They just brought in four new defensive linemen.
Second down and 4 from the Hillsdale 45. Miller gives to Nichols again, and this time hit right at the line and nowhere to go. Skyler Davis, senior from Northwest Ohio in Napoleon, makes the tackle, and it'll be third down and 4. The Panthers have done okay on first down. It's been second down that Hillsdale's kind of won the battle today.
Yeah, and they got those fresh linemen coming in and out of the game, and, you know, with the running game that we're trying to establish, it's making it tough.
Third down play coming up for ODU. They need the 41 of Hillsdale for a first down. Two receivers left, one right for Miller. He will have Nichols behind him in the pistol formation. Mark standing right at midfield will take the shotgun snap. Quick throw to the left, caught by Ronald McLeod. Hit at the 37. He's got the first down as they'll gang tackle him and drive him backwards. But forward progress will be plenty for the first down, a gain of 8. And the Panthers will have a new set of downs.
Big play there to get the first down. Back to the hurry-up offense. And there's our diamond formation again on the far side, Todd.
Okay, I'm watching McLeod over here. First down and 10. This time they'll throw it right to Johnson. Now he's going to reverse his field back to the near side. He's got Miller blocking. 40, 35, hurdles a man 30. Cuts back 25, spun down at the 21-yard line. I don't know if that was the design, but it was 17 yards. That's all I know.
I doubt that was the design, Todd. I don't think you want Mark Miller out there blocking up against this defense.
Come on. First down and 10 now for ODU as they are marching inside Hillsdale territory at the 22-yard line. Miller, little delay to Schoen. Cuts back left to the outside 20. Lowers his head and booms his way down to the 17-yard line. Daniel Pittman makes the tackle after a gain of about 6 on first down. Now, last week, the Chargers only allowed 37 yards on the ground. Panthers up near 75 here in the first half, and they only had 81 last week against Georgetown. Trio of receivers to our right, one left. And Miller will throw it. It's going to be caught. That is Casey Williams down to the 5-yard line. We've said it for the last couple of years. The Panthers have better athletes than Hillsdale, and right now that's what the Panthers are doing, isolating athletes on defensive players.
Yeah, they're doing really well in one-on-one situations, and we're seeing that with these receivers right now on this drive.
First and goal from the 6. Miller gives to Schoen, and he's belted at the line of scrimmage by Brett Pasche, who says, that's enough, guys.
Kind of, and we got Kelke coming back in here at center. Looks like he's all right. They were looking at his left leg here on the sidelines, the training staff was, and I don't know, this drive has been so good, and TJ's been did really well at center in his backup role. I don't know why I pull him out on this one.
Second down now, Panthers catch their breath, look to the sideline to get the play. Still 12 on the play clock. They'll have McLeod and McKnight to the right. Williams and Schoen are split left. Miller on second down and goal from the 6. They'll bring Schoen in motion. They'll fake the jet sweep. Miller will keep up into the hole and brought down by Moynihan at the 3. Third and goal coming up now for ODU, and the officials are stopping the clock. Oh, we got a headgear that has come off for one of the Chargers' defensive players, so they'll replace him. And a big third and goal coming up for the Panthers now at around the 3-yard line.
It'll be interesting to see if they opt for the run or the pass here. They've kind of mixed it up pretty well on this drive.
Got Stewart left, McKnight to the right. They go bigger formation shown in the backfield out of a pistol on third down and goal. Butler goes in motion. Miller, play action pass, rolls to his right. A lot of traffic. Throw to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. ODU. I have no idea who caught it, but the Panthers have 6 on the board.
That play looked dead in the water, Todd. Everybody was covered. They were moving everybody to the right side, and somebody caught it.
I'm pretty sure it was Nate Weeks who caught the touchdown pass for ODU, the first of his career, and ODU a point away from tying it up. You and I were the only two not in on that pattern in the back of the end zone, I think. And Brent Wally will come out to try the point after. Mikey Snyder does the holding. Tyler Hayes will snap it back. That all looks good. Wally's point after is into the neighborhood to our left. Tie score, 3:52 to go, second quarter. Ohio Dominican 7, Hillsdale 7. Back after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A lot of scores to pass along to you. Bowling Green got on the board. The Falcons tied with Indiana 7-7 with 2:22 to go in the first quarter. A close one involving Tulsa and Oklahoma. The number 14 Sooners lead Tulsa 10-7. Just starting second quarter play in Norman. Northwood, they trail Walsh 13-7. They're just about to start the second quarter at Walsh. Stanford finally got on the board. They lead Army 7-6 at the end of the first quarter. And Louisville and Kentucky in a close one tied 3 apiece between those opponents from the Bluegrass State. Now back out to Panther Field, Todd Bell and Matt Natale.
And the kickoff is away here by Brent Wally. High end over end kick that Isaac Spence will catch looking into the sun at the 6. Near side, 15, 20, and belted down at the 22, and a penalty marker comes in as well. Nate Weeks, 3-yard touchdown reception from Mark Miller, 11 plays, 68 yards in 3 minutes and 43 seconds. And the Panthers making some big plays that time. And, I don't know how Miller found Nate Weeks. I don't know how Nate Weeks caught the ball, but all that matters is that it's 7-7 now with 3:47 to play in the second quarter. And Hillsdale's Whoa, that penalty going against ODU.
Yeah, illegal block.
So I thought Hillsdale was going to be backed up maybe near their 10, but a 15-yard penalty is going to bring it all the way out to the 37, 38-yard line. So that changes everything if you're Hillsdale.
About 3:47 left in the game, too, or in the half. I'm sorry, Todd. And starting off with good field position, defense really needs to get a stand here, so make sure you get back in the locker room, not down on the scoreboard.
First down and 10, Chargers left to right in the all-white look with the blue headgear. Landry, fake pitch, will roll to his left. He's got Bach open at the 40, spins back at the 43, broke a tackle at the 45, and finally Wesselhoff will ride him down after a gain of 11. Evan Bach just slipped out wide open and then made some people miss after the play. First down, Hillsdale.
Yeah, Bach was a big target last week, had 5 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. A couple missed tackles on that play. That's not what we're looking for.
And Landry now, 7 out of 9 for 78 yards in this first half. From the 49 of Hillsdale. And now Landry may be checking off for the first time in under center. Now Landry takes the snap, speed option near side, forced to pitch it to Koski. Cut back at the 45, hit at the 47, going to lose yardage on the play. I don't know if you caught the number, partner, but somebody had the quarterback and then also then took the running back and made Koski go outside as there were black shirts flying all over on that play.
I think it was Warren Shields. Warren Shields with good pursuit on that play and coming off of 12 tackles last week. We'll just go with him.
Yeah. Good play defensively here by the Panthers. Trying to get a stop. Tie score with 2:45 to play in the half. Two receivers to the left now for Landry, who will turn and play action pass. Steps up with all kinds of time in the pocket. Throws it, deflected, and then almost intercepted as Martavius Lewis, back in coverage at linebacker, got a glove on it, and an incompletion will make it third down and 11.
This is going to be a huge play, Todd, going in to the waning moments of the first half. Be nice to get the ball back, try
Absolutely.
To make another effort at the end zone here. Go up into the half with the lead.
So the Chargers on third down and 11. They are 4 out of 8 thus far in the first half on third down. One receiver left, 2 to the right. They need the Panther 41. Landry out of the shotgun with the pocket, rolls to his left, steps up and throws, and it is incomplete. Almost intercepted. Boy, Daquan Harris said, I intercepted that. The official says no. But either way, an incomplete pass stopping the clock, and the Panthers will get the ball. Good double coverage out there by ODU.
Yeah, I could have sworn Daquan Harris had that inside the lines of scrimmage, but the ref thought otherwise, and this is what we're talking about, Todd, getting the ball right back before the half. Try to make a drive and get some more points on the board, heading to the locker room with the lead.
Fifth punt of the first half for Eltringham, which equals how many he had last week in their game. Fourth and 11. Good snap back. No pressure by ODU, and Eltringham will hang a wobbler into the air that Bell will fair catch at the 19-yard line with 2:21 to play in quarter number two. We are all tied at 7. Tough to tell momentum right now. Panthers score on their last possession. Let's see how they do it here. You want to be aggressive, but you don't want to make a mistake back here, and they've actually spotted the ball at the 19-yard line. So first down and 10, Panthers right to left. Mark Miller in the game throwing now 11 out of 16 for 110 yards in the first half. Panthers have thus far on the ground 71 yards rushing. Miller on first down with Nichols behind him. Turns and will play action pass. Mark steps up, throwing a deep ball for Ronald McLeod. He is wide open. He's got it at the 40 and down at the 38-yard line. He got in behind the defender, and a great pass by Mark Miller right on the money.
You can't throw a ball better than that, Todd. That was a perfect pass. Hung up there, perfect spiral for the huge gain on first down. Deep, getting into Hillsdale territory.
First down and 10 now for ODU. And on the handoff, a short gainer on the play. And it'll be first down and 5, or a big part, second down and 5 now for ODU. Three receivers to the right as the Panther crowd gets into it. Miller will take the shotgun snap, dumps it off here to Dez Stewart. Steps back 30, out forward to the 27 and down to the 26-yard line. Good play for Dez Stewart on the catch, and it'll be a first down for ODU. Panthers going from our right to our left. Now they'll work out of the pistol with Nichols getting the handoff. He'll move forward to the 25-yard line on the play. A short gain. Panthers hurrying back to the line of scrimmage. Now, Ronald McLeod will check out. And you'll have Nichols in behind Mark Miller here on second down and 9, clock down to 105. Miller takes a knee-high snap, looking downfield, throws for Stewart. He's got it at the 15-yard line, hit at the 11, and driven backwards and out of bounds. That'll be a first down after a pickup of 14, and a fine play as Stewart again goes up into the air, makes a sure-handed catch. And the Panthers will have it now, perhaps first and goal. They've spotted the football right at the 10-yard line. Johnson and McKnight to the right. Stewart to the left. It's Mark Nichols up into the hole. He's cut back, kind of slipped a little bit, and then was hit and brought down. Short gain. Timeout used by ODU. Will pause as well with 47 seconds to play in the half. 7-7 our score. Panthers driving on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
As an athlete, there's nothing more exciting than throwing a touchdown pass or hitting that game-winning three-pointer. But an injury can occur in an instant. Ohio Dominican University knows you want to get back into action. That's why ODU is excited to partner with experts in Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, who are specially trained in the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. Together, we're committed to giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest and healthiest level. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
We're back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios. A couple of scores to pass along to you. Stanford starting to pull away from Army. The number 5 Cardinal leading Army 14-6 with 12:13 to go in the second quarter. And Nebraska has opened up a 14-3 lead over UCLA as they begin second quarter play in Lincoln, Nebraska. Let's now head back out to Panther Field to Todd and Matt.
Charlie, thank you very much. As the Panthers driving here, we'll have it second down and goal from the 10-yard line. And Panthers will have McKnight out to the left. Butler will come left as well. Weeks, McLeod, and Schoen out to the right. So an empty backfield here for Mark Miller on second and goal from the 10 with 47 seconds to play in the half. Miller takes a knee-high snap, fobbles it, now picks it up, throws back over the middle, wide open, Stewart, he dropped it in the back of the end zone. Boy, a busted play when Miller didn't handle the snap. I want to correct it, I said Stewart, I believe that is McKnight who dropped it in the back of the end zone. Miller almost blindly threw the football and ended up dropping it, was McKnight in the back of the end zone. It'll be third and goal now from the 10. Two receivers right, one to the left for Miller. Schoen in the backfield. See if the Panthers keep it on the ground here. Miller, nope, he's going to roll to his right. Looking downfield, throws back corner. It's deflected, caught. Was he in? Looking at the officials, they signal touchdown! It was deflected by one of the defenders, fell into a receiver's hands, and the Panthers have scored!
Yes, Todd, that was a huge play down here on the field. The sidelines were going crazy. It was Abe Johnson down there on the nice play. It was like that draw play across the end zone that we saw on their first tap, touchdown.
Well, I was shocked after that was deflected and then finally caught, and the Panthers have, just like that, taken the lead. And Brent Wally to try the extra point. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is good. Timeout on the field with 36 seconds to go in the first half. And we've got a new leader. It's Ohio Dominican 14, Hillsdale 7. Back after this on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Women's Care Center helps bring hundreds of babies into the world. This new Catholic Pregnancy Center is endorsed by the Diocese of Columbus. Over 95% of women who receive counseling and an ultrasound choose life for their babies. Our center also offers parenting classes, goals programs, and material assistance. If you are able to help, please visit us at womenscarecenter.org. That's womenscarecenter.org.
Back here in the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Studios, a couple of scores to pass along to you. Akron still keeping it close with the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan leading Akron 7-3 in that game with 6:08 to go in the second quarter. And Louisville and Kentucky still tied at 3 apiece, 11-10 to go in the second quarter of that game. Now, quickly back out to Panther Field. Let's rejoin Todd and Matt.
All right, Charlie, thanks. Charlie, we'll be by at halftime and have scores from around the country. Our Panther spotlight will have Ohio Dominican men's and women's tennis coach Ryan Beagle. And the Panthers right now with a 14-7 lead after a 10-yard touchdown pass to Abe Johnson from Mark Miller. 8 plays, 81 yards in just a minute and 45 seconds. And with 36 seconds to go, Brent Wally kicking it away here for the Panthers. And he'll chip shot one up into the air that'll be fielded at the 22-yard line. And then finally they knock the defender out of bounds. You're listening to Ohio Dominican Panther football on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG AM 820 in Columbus. Todd Bell, Matt Natale, Charlie Danis, and a penalty marker, Matt, came out after that last play. And it looks like Hillsdale's going to be the beneficiary of another penalty on the Panthers on this kickoff.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see here, Todd. Only 30 seconds left in the half. If they're going to just run it out or try to run a couple plays and try to get back on the board after the Panthers' touchdown.
So this football is going to come all the way out to near midfield. It'll be to the 49-yard line. So Hillsdale was still a shot here to at the very least try and get into field goal range for Stephen Meddy. Football at the 49 as Landry will have Carter move in motion. Two receivers near side, ball in the left hash mark. Landry looking to his right. Now surveys, going to be hit from behind and dropped right at the line of scrimmage as DeAndre Harrison will make the sack for ODU. And a timeout used by Hillsdale. And Matt, that's that defensive line we saw the great play last week when they came up with those six sacks.
We got a lot of momentum right now, Todd, coming off of that second touchdown, and we saw that pressure that they got on Landry in the backfield, and Hillsdale forced to use a timeout here to keep the clock stopped so they could try to get on the board here before the half again, and just trying to get in the field goal range, I would imagine, at this point.
How is the wind down there on the field? Again, the flag, maybe you can get a little better gauge for us now that you're down there.
Actually not too bad right now. It's pretty still. There aren't any flags flying on the field goal post, but we still got the American flag going. So I don't know. It must be all that traffic on Sunbury Road.
All right, second down and 10 now coming up for Hillsdale. After the sack by Harrison. See if Hillsdale changes its thoughts now. I think they still have one timeout left. Landry will work out of the shotgun this time. Two receivers near side. Spence will come out of the backfield to make it three to the right for Landry. Panthers rush for. Landry steps up. They got a hold of his legs. He slings it up into the air out of bounds on the Hillsdale sideline. Cindy Omame was in there having a hold of Landry, who showed good strength that time to avoid being sacked. And it'll be third down now for Hillsdale on offense with 18 seconds to play in the half. 14-7 in favor of ODU. They trailed 7-0. It'll be two left, one right. Now two to the right as Koski comes out of the backfield. They need the Panther 41. High snap, Landry handles it. Steps forward with time. Pump fake once, twice. Now he fumbles the football after being hit. Lineman for Hillsdale falls on it back at the 45. All four linemen for the ODU Panthers converge, and they pick up another big defensive play.
Exactly what we're looking for, Todd, as they going into the half. A nice defensive stand to keep them off the board. Got all the momentum right now.
All right, so the Panthers will leave the field, and Ohio Dominican will have a 14-7 halftime lead. They trailed 7-0, but two touchdown catches in the same corner of the end zone, one by Nate Weeks, one by Abe Johnson, and Ohio Dominican will go to the locker room with a lead of 14-7 as we head to the sidelines, Matt Natale and Coach Bill Connolly.
Coach, huge touchdown there at the end of the first half to get the lead. Talk about that momentum that you got after a stalemate in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very good game. We got a on the team, and I'm so proud of our guys. We're in there, you know, blow by blow, punch by punch. We're hanging in there. And, you know, the big thing is we just can't stop ourselves. We have too many penalties. We got to quit that, and, you know, got to keep making some big plays.
Talk about how you've been able to break down their defense a little bit. That was a big concern coming in this week.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, I tell you what, we had a long drive there, but still, it's a long way to go. We still got to keep, you know, making some adjustments and make sure we don't stop ourselves and not miss any blocks of the line of scrimmage.
Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thank you.
14-7 Ohio Dominican with the lead here at halftime. Plenty to come your way, and it'll all start with Charlie Davis back at the AM 820 St. Catholic Gabriel Radio Studios.